2019 Cornerstone Credit Union League's annual meeting and expo in Austin, Texas.
You gotta love Austin.
It's a fun place.
Have you gone to Sixth Street yet?
I used to go there when I was in college.
But you haven't been? In this,
no.
I have not either.
No.
But I used to go. I used to actually go to South by Southwest.
Yeah.
In the early 90s before it was like this huge conference.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to work in the music store.
Okay.
And so we had to come as part of our job. I
right
lived
on.
In Dallas, so it was fantastic.
Good
was,
for you.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah,
back
definitely
then.
A fun town for sure. And it is nothing like it was back in the 90s
no.
and 80s. So, but still fun nonetheless.
That is
so
correct.
Good stuff. All right. Hey, Jack Smith, by the way.
Hello.
Here, IT, Credit Union Services. How's the conference going for you so far?
It's a great conference.
Yeah.
It's always a good
this
conference.
This is good. This is a fun one.
Cornerstone does a phenomenal job.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
This is our fourth year.
Oh, wow.
And so we love to come, and a lot of the credit unions that we work with are
yeah.
here. So.
Well, you guys are in Dallas, right?
We're in Houston.
Oh, Houston.
Houston.
Oh, I think you were in Dallas.
Because Lone Star's in Dallas.
That's it. I forgot. All right. Enough said. Hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here, SD-WAN. Otherwise known as software-defined wide area network.
That
so
is
tell
correct.
Me about this. This is something that you just threw on the plate for me to talk about.
Well, yeah. So,
but I'm super interested in it. So let's.
So it's been around for a little while, but it's really starting to take hold. And we have been trying to explain to credit unions the value of moving to an SD-WAN infrastructure architecture, and how much it will lower their cost
mm-hmm.
and create. It'll actually remove them from vendor lock-in on the telecom side. So right now, your typical MPLS contract, is, A, your circuits are very expensive, B, your bandwidth is pretty minimal,
mm-hmm.
and C, you're locked in for 3 years typically on a circuit yeah. price. When you move to SD-WAN, it actually frees you up to now move to any carrier you want. You can actually make sure quality of service is still there so you
mm-hmm.
won't have bandwidth drop.
Mm-hmm.
And you can increase it to 100 meg, 1 gig down. I mean, you could take your bandwidth way up. You can also create, you can have a new branch up and running quickly. Like, we're talking in an hour.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
So the cost is, we've seen it cut in half
mm-hmm.
at the credit unions. We're currently implementing
mm-hmm.
it at three different credit unions
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
And once they see the cost-benefit analysis mm-hmm. of it, and the fact that it creates a redundant circuit, and the fact that it's cheaper, and the fact that it's faster, it's a no-brainer.
I was just about to say the same thing.
It is a no-brainer, and what we've tried to get them to understand is, but you don't want to go to AT&T, so AT&T right now will give you free SD-WAN.
Okay.
But why do you think they're doing that? Because they're going to make you sign a three-year contract using their circuits.
Right.
So, because they realize they're about to get in trouble with the circuits and the MPLS. So they're trying to get in for free right now, but keep you paying for these expensive circuits. So what we're trying to tell credit unions is you need to find someone. We do it, but there's other people that do it that'll
right.
manage all that for you, but you don't have to have the vendor lock-in on the circuit side. And then you don't even have to have the vendor lock in on the management side. If
right.
you decide you want to change, you can
right.
always change that piece out.
The flexibility.
But you
is
want the flexibility
yeah, definitely.
From a cost perspective.
Yeah.
So and
think,
from a vendor perspective.
Yeah, choice is good these days. Because how fast business is moving today, especially in the technology sector, you gotta have that flexibility.
Well, you and I were just sitting at CUSA last week.
Yeah.
Were you not blown away by all the it was such a great conference,
oh,
but
yeah.
all the different technology that's
oh,
coming.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It was
each
phenomenal.
Year, the level is raised another bar for sure. So
I try to tell these credit unions when they're coming to my booth, I'm sitting here selling that kid Zogo's app, right? I'm like, but there's this app that you have to check out. And I'm like, you guys don't understand, there's innovation happening in our space right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's phenomenal mm-hmm. to see it because
mm-hmm.
when we first entered into the credit union world, the reason we started the CUSO was we saw this lack of strategic technology usage in the credit union
right,
space that
right.
a lot of credit unions really view IT as a cost center, and it's like no, you guys need to be leveraging, and you need but and what we do is the boring part, the SD-WAN part, the foundational stuff, right? But you have to have that to do everything else,
right?
So you had
right.
you got to build your house solid before you
right.
can start to do all the
right.
pretty stuff,
right?
And that's kind of where I see credit unions are finally realizing there's this big shift. And there, you can use all the great technologies. It's not price prohibitive for credit unions.
Mm-hmm. Sure sounds like it.
But it's really not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I
right.
mean, you. But they need to know that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they haven't, historically, credit unions do a phenomenal job of taking care of members with a handshake and a personal interaction.
Sure. Sure.
And now that you're having to go down to these users that's not how they do business, you've got to find them where they are.
Yeah, and so this is kind of lays the foundation for that, right?
It does.
Okay.
And I think it also gives you the ability to just be more mobile,
mm-hmm.
to have more redundancy in your, not only for your bandwidth, but also for your production environment. So, I mean, it solves a lot of problems for credit
unions. Well, that segues into active-active. So you want to fill us in on what
Active-active
is?
Yeah, so one of the things that this does with software-defined networking, so I need to stress that not just SD-WAN, there has to be software-defined SDN as well. But if you implement both of those technologies into your credit union, you now have the ability to take away the insurance policy that you've always had, that you spent all this money on, that you never used, and turn it actually into production and have two active environments where this used to be DR and off, but now it's actually on, and your workloads are split between the two areas. And so this is now not just a sunk cost for an insurance policy. It's actually operating, and you're active-active, and if one were to crash, this one just takes over the load.
Just takes over the load.
It's really policy-based is what we try to get credit unions to understand, is what you're trying to move to is a policy-based architecture where you're putting the business logic into the technology, and it's just taking care of everything automatically now. Your human interaction pieces are minimized more to now care and feeding, patching, making sure firmware updates are done. You know, I mean, there's still things you need to do, but you're really minimizing the human interaction pieces because you're taking advantage of where technology is going and you're automating all these things through policy-based infrastructure, which never existed 10 years ago. I mean, you know, so it's
here
like,
it is now.
And it's here. So that's really, I mean, to me, that's the impact that this industry is finally starting to adopt. And we're seeing it, we've only been around 2.5 years. We're in, what, almost 50 credit unions now?
Good for you.
So, but that gives you an idea of how quickly and how fast credit unions are realizing they have to make these changes to stay relevant. So
that's what you got to do today, for sure. So what's the goal here? Obviously, like you said, stay relevant.
Stay up to speed, stay competitive. Look for new and unique ways to go out into your credit union community and get new members and younger members. One of the things that I'll use Lone Star, it's a great example.
Sure.
So when we created Branch in a Box for them with VDI, they can now go out to the community and to businesses as they're doing with us, and they can open a branch in our office for the day. It's a pop-up branch. And we are going to give all of our employees $25.
And saying,
open up a savings account with the credit union. They're going to bring a financial counselor in. They're going to run all of our employees' credit reports right there on site. And do we're giving our employees an hour with the financial counselor to go in and talk. That's a benefit. And who does that?
Nobody.
Right. But credit unions do. And if they have the ability to go out back to the community and go to business and say, hey, we'd love to help you. I mean, we see it as a way to retain our employees. One, we're a CUSO. We want them to understand credit unions. Two, we want them banking with credit unions. Three, we want them to understand how to be financially responsible. Right? And four, we want them to see this as a benefit that we're offering them as their employer.
Right.
Everybody wins in that scenario, right? I mean, I'm making my employees better savers. I'm giving them access to a credit union to help them if they have credit problems. I don't know, you know, I don't know that.
Right.
But now I'm giving them that conduit to maybe help solve a problem for them. To me, it's just good business. It's the right thing to do.
Right.
So, anyway.
And again, it sets the foundation for future
growth.
For future growth, exactly, sir. Where can we find out more about this stuff?
We're doing an SD-WAN campaign right now.
Oh, okay.
Marketing. But also, you can go to www.pureitcuso.com.
Okay.
And there's a lot of stuff on there about SD-WAN right now. And we're actually doing a webinar, I think, in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
I will try to get some information for you on that.
Sounds good. Yeah, we can plug that into the show notes so people can get right to it.
Thank you so much.
Right on. Anytime, Jack.
Thank
Appreciate
Mike.
The time.
It's always a joy. Thank you.
You guys rock. Jack Smith, Pure IT Credit Union Services. Go look them up.
Thank you, Mike.